on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Mark Hunter's with us to go through his thoughts for the meeting on the Hillside track today. Just trying to find out what the track condition is. It is a heavy eight, so we're going to be looking for some mud runners today. How are you, Mark?
Matty, I'm good, thank you.
Now, I need to clarify something re Mildura. We had a discussion about the Mildura Cup on the verdict on Monday, and we suggested that 1,500 was probably a crowd that they could probably work on and so on, and it may have come across a little bit negatively about the lack of turnout at the Mildura Cup, but it wasn't a public holiday, Mark, was it? You were there, and by all reports, it was a terrific day, and it was actually quite a good crowd, probably a bit beyond the 1,500.
You know what, Matty? I don't know if it was a public holiday, and I don't know what the crowd was like, because where we sat, we were pretty much in a secluded area, and I had plenty of people around me and in front of me, and I couldn't tell you what the crowd was like down.
But it was a good day.
Oh, it was a terrific day. I love Mildura. I've got Warrnambool, Mildura and Wangaratta would be my three choices of racetracks to go in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, if rather than going somewhere in a suit and tie. So I love Mildura. It's always a good day. Fantastic hospitality. I just can't shed much light on the crowd and the public holiday situation for you.
Well, there won't be much of a crowd at Sandown today, and that's expected. It's midweeker, it's wet, it's a heavy track, but the racing's pretty good and there are eight winners out there. Have you got a... What do you make of this horse, Blow-In? This is the talking point of the day. We're going to have a chat to Brett Zarafa from Racing.com, who pointed Blow-In to us yesterday on Racing.com. And a punter mate of mine, Wine Shop Dave, this morning said, you've got to be on this thing. It's 80s into 10s in the sixth race. So it's been a bit of a go. Did they put it up the wrong price, Blow-In? It is the most talked about horse at the meeting today.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's a good race. There's quite a few... It's in the numbers. It's got a good winning chance. You'd think going to any maiden it would have won. The fact that Craig Williams, who's pretty thorough in picking his ride, so the fact that Craig Williams has even chosen the ride is a good sign for the horse. Everyone saw it at Geelong how good it was up along the fence, and down on 54 kilos on this ground with Willow in such good form, it'll be in the mix for sure.
We were going to try and get Jamie Edwards on, but his place is flooded and I think his tractor was bogged, so we couldn't get him this morning. But it sounds like a lot of people are invested in Blow-In today. Let's have a look at the start of the meeting. Jerome Hunter's going to join me as soon as he's available as well. Shane Selwood first, though. He's the track manager for the day at Sandown and he's ready for us. G'day, Shane. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, good. Heavy eight, according to the form guides. Is that true as of now?
Yeah, look, mate, Matty, we've had probably just on 1 mil since we did the track update at 6 a.m. this morning. It's just been very, very light drizzle, which is a bit of an annoyance. But look, at this stage, yeah, we're still on an eight, but it certainly wouldn't take much now for it to get into the nine range, that's for sure.
Pretty skinny little circuit today with the rail out 14 metres, pushed out from 10 at the previous. Is that as far out as we go?
Yeah, look, 14 is our furthest most rail move. We're at 10 last time, so we pushed it out, you know, trying to give them as much clear ground as we could. And at this time of the year, you're trying to, you know, look after everything inside because we've still got some number of meetings to go. So we typically do it at this time of the year once or twice just to spread the wear as much as we can.
I was going to say, do you think they'll come down the outside or stay to the inside? There's not much width between the inside and the outside.
Look, they'll use the whole track as they have been in these past few meetings. They, you know, stay to the fence typically for the first few and then they look to get off, and then typically later in the day they have been coming back on the fence a little bit. But look, at there's a little bit of reasonable wear on the inside, 2 or 3 metres from where they have been coming off the last couple of weeks. But it presents very even and in pretty good condition, really.
Terrific. Good on you, Shane.
Thank you, Matt.
Shane Selwood there telling us it's a heavy eight. The rail's out as far as it can possibly be. Wonder if that'll suit Jerome Hunter with Zipping Boy. G'day, Jerome.
The wetter, the better.
All right. You're the shortest price favourite of the day. Or one of them. I've got a feeling it was a bit of a bittersweet defeat first up. Had trialled well, bit of money. Is that the one that got away first up when you were nailed late?
Yeah, I thought he'd be hard to beat the way he had his trials leading up to it, and what he showed in the trials. He showed Braystone, and it's just unfortunate we didn't win.
I don't think there's much opposition. I'll be interested to hear what Mark Hunter thinks in a moment, but there doesn't seem to be much opposition. Are you going to the races today thinking it's point and shoot?
I never do that. There's always plenty of different reasons why you get beat, but certainly I'm going there more confident than usual.
Improved since that run, or doesn't need to?
No, I don't think he needs. He had quite a few trials, and you know, going back, he's dropping back 100 metres. He had a good hit out in the race, so yeah, just like I said, the wet track, the better it is for him.
Punch through with Celine Gaudry's claim and be in a dominant position, you hope?
He will be. Apart from, I think, Twisted Fury, I think, you know, it normally goes pretty quick. So he'll be up just sitting next to it. And, hopefully he doesn't get run down late. It all depends on, you know, what's a few of the videos of the other ones that are running home over the top of their last couple of starts. So hopefully he can pinch a break.
I guess the little niggle is even with the claim, there's still a reasonably hefty weight, and you got one or two of those little nuisance rivals who are right down on the weights, don't you?
Yeah, look, I think he's won with plenty of weight on before, so I don't think the weight's going to be a concern. He's a pretty big, strong horse.
All right, sounds like you're going there pretty confident.
Thanks a lot.
Good on you, mate, Jerome Hunter. What do you reckon, Mark, about Zipping Boy?
I think Jerome's got the perfect summary for the race, Matty. I don't need to answer much more. He 2-for-2 at the track. Mm. Fantastic first up. Warren liked him first up at big odds, and that wide and did everything but win. Just got run down on the line. The 3-kilo claim is something that I don't think trainers take enough of on tracks like this. And yeah, he's got Twisted Fury there as his other pest for the lead. I think Zipping Boy will just sit up on the pace and be too good.
Rail's at 14 metres, so it's not going to be confused with the wide open spaces of Glorious Goodwood later on tonight. Just on that, geez, it's as wide as you can go, really, isn't it?
Well, the inside has to be off, and that's that's nothing wrong with the track. That's just through wear and tear. They've gone from 12 metres on wet ground all the time, 12 metres to 6 metres to 10 metres, and now out to 14. So naturally, you've had horses galloping when the last rail was 10. You've had them galloping all over the track and at least 4 metres out. So I would be very surprised if they weren't getting out wide.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting, say, with the first race, with those horses that might be drawn in and disadvantaged. It is over 1,300. The Scratching is number 3. Attrition, number 5, drawn in 5 for Jamie Carr, is the $2.40 fixed odds favourite. Drawn further out, Madame Dubai is $5.50. Tafosi's drawn barrier 1, which might be a bit of a headache, $6. The same price as Freeways, $8.50. Michelotti, $9.50, Exceed and Fly, and then write your own ticket the rest.
Yeah, this is probably one they made a blue with the price, number 5, Attrition. I think it's the best of the day. You want a trial on a heavy 10 before that debut, so you think it would tick that wet track box okay. With the Murray Bridge, if you want a couple of handy horses, got a long way back and made good ground to finish third over 1,200, jumps to 1,300 metres here, gets Jamie Carr on, which can never be undersold. I think it just parks midfield-ish, gets the outside, and I think Attrition is too good for these horses to beat. Number 8, Madame Dubai. I heard Tommy Stokes interviewed this morning say this horse will be ridden quieter and go even better. Trolled well going into that Maui win. So if it was on the heavy. If it goes even better, then I think it's the danger. 2, Tafosi. Won a weak race up at Wodonga. It was off the bit for a long way. It should certainly relish 1,300 metres, but this is a harder race. And 4, Michelotti, who's a bit lucky to beat the runner-up there at Ballarat. The runner-up made a big run from the back and just failed. You just know it'll be given a beautiful ride. It's hard, it's fit, and it'll run the distance. But I think 5 wins, 5, 8, 2, and 4.
5, 8, 2, and 4 over to race 2, 2,400-metre race, no scratchings. Chatelaine, number 3, is $3.50. $3.80 for Waheen Toa, number 5. $4.20, AC Dolce, number 2. 1, Secret Shima, $6. 4, Secret Palace, $11. $15, Royale. And good luck to the connections of De Bullet, the Tiger Keenan clan. A $19 chance with a claim for Josh Richards.
I've had to drop off De Bullet, Matty. It's got me its last 3, so I've had to finally part ways with
And I had dinner with them last night. There's not a hint of a tip either, so I think we're all queuing rack here.
Yes. I think the two best stayers, or two of the best stayers in form here, are 1 and 5. So I'll go with number 1, Secret Shima, who was given a great ride last time to score. Same sort of ride here. Just tuck away, pick your way through, claim 3 kilos, relish the ground like most of the stable. I think Secret Shima is a safe bet each way to beat number 5, Waheen Teller, who come off that bog track first up at Warrnambool, given time to recover. His last two runs have been good. Michael Dieter Ride looks ready to win. Six Royale, it's the query runner. Royale ran well first up. It could win a race like this for sure, but, gee, it's been in and scratched at least two, maybe three times since. So you'd think if it was had a setback and wasn't right, it'd be in a mile race or a 2,000. The fact it's in a 2,500 metres with 52 kilos, I won't be losing if it wins. And next best, number three, Chatelaine. Just not sure it may see Dolce, really strong 2,400 metre horses. So I think place best for Chatelaine. I'll go 1, 5, 6, and 3.
1, 5, 6, and 3, race two. Race three is a 1,400 metre race, and there are no scratchings here. 5, Ravaged Award, $2.80 favourites. 2, Can Buyer, $3.50. On the fixed odds with the tab. 3, Fiasco Test, $7.50. 4, Ellen's License, $9, the same as Indented Head, number 7 for OTI.
Yeah, I think number 2, Can Buyers, you under beat. It ran terrific in the best form race for this last time behind My Yankee Girl. Did fail before that on the heavy, but I reckon that's more the fact the race was over 1,600 metres in the heavy ground. But the Oliver Ride getting out to the best part of the track, Can Buyers got plenty going for it to beat number 5, Ravaged Award, who hit the line hard last time, handles the wet well. J. Carter Ride, it's the danger. 1, Seacole with that 3-kilo claim. Looks the likely leader in the race, gives you a sight. And 8, Tempest Charm, who doesn't win out of turn, but doesn't have the best of luck most times either. It's got some chance. 2, 5, 1 and 8.
2, 5, 1 and 8. Over to race 4. This is the Zipping Boy race. $2.40 fixed odds favourite. Drawn barrier 2. 6, McKeever is $3.90 with the tab. 4, Twister Fury, $6.50, $8, Pell's Reward, $8.50, Elite Legacy, $9, Sessions Road. I'm just trying to find what may be the thing if Zipping Boy gets rolled. Could it be the late swooper down the better ground out wide? Could that be the thing, or am I reading too much into it?
Maybe. I think McKeever's the only horse who could run a pound. I think Zipping Boy will win. 2 for 2 at the track, fantastic first up. Certainly not disadvantaged, back to 1,000 metres on wet ground. Got the 3-kilo claim. It's got Twister Fury to keep it off the fence. Look, I'd be surprised if it doesn't win. Number 6, McKeever, is the danger. Again, the Sea Williams in fantastic form. Sitting back, maybe as you're right, maybe in the best part of the track, running on. This is harder than what it's been meeting. 2, Sessions Road, will be running on first up. Has got some hope. And 3, Elite Legacy, gets a good run just behind them, but I think placed best. I think 1 wins, 6 the only danger, 1, 6, 2 and 3.
If I was a smart punter, because I always love your judgment, I would be just having an all-up attrition into Zipping Boy right here and now and then getting on with my life.
Pretty boring way to spend your Wednesday, 2.4 into 2.1, whatever they are.
Well, you know, morsels. Baby steps.
And I did think you prefaced the statement by saying, if you were a clever punter, Matty, so...
Yep, no, right. It falls apart when the more you think about it, really, doesn't it? We're going to take a break after that abuse. It's 17 minutes past 10, and I'm going to come back with a quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
20 minutes past 10, we've got 4 to go at Sandown. The fifth race is the MRC Membership Renewal Handicap Benchmark 70, so there you go, MRC members. Remember to renew your membership. It's over 1,600 metres. Scratchings are 5 and 8. Hanadi, number 6 for Matt Kamani, is the $3.40 fixed odds favourite, just ahead of Saint Trapez, number 3 at $3.80. $4, Kiss Me If You Can. $4.80, Shakespeare, number 2, their numbers 1 and 2. 7, Healing Game, $7.50. $12, Camelot Tales. And Seabeat, the only other runner, is 150 to 1. Gee, you could throw a handkerchief over them according to the market here, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to put 4 in the quaddie. I'm tipping the toppy here, number 1, Kiss Me If You Can. I probably wish they'd claimed the 61 kilos and this sort of ground's hard work, but it goes forward. It gets an absolute picnic in front here. There should be no other pressure for the lead unless someone rides their horse differently. I think Jamie Mott will control it. It's going to be in front for a long, long way. Just that last 150 with the 61 kegs might be the issue. To beat number 7, Healing Game, who's got a well-beaten eighth next to its name, but you just completely forget that. On that leader's track, it was back, it was wide, actually hit the line quite well. So it was a lot closer here. Gate 1, J. Carr will be the big improver. 6, Hanadi, got away from that Ballarat synthetic and got the job done last time, got a good chance. And 2, Shakespeare. I just don't think Shakespeare stays. So back to the mile, off a little freshen up, Shakespeare always runs well, handles the wet, it's in the mix. We'll go 1 to lead for a long, long way. 1, 7, 6, and 2.
1, 7, 6, and 2. Race 6 is the 1,400 metre benchmark 70. Brent Zarafa is going to join me in a minute, and he's I think he's going to be heart and mouth for this race because he's found blow in at big odds. Cerberus, one. The scratchings are one, Cerberus, three, LCT, four, Haywood, nine, King of the World, and 11, Sir Maximus. Denausta, number two, is the $2.70 fixed odds favourite with the tab. Seven, El Rocco, $4.60. Six, Shoveover, $7. Five, True Grit, $7.50. Eight, From Pantherland, goes okay, $10. The same as Lotta Rock. And also the same as Old Mate Blowin, number 13. What are you doing here?
The beauty of a race, I'm going to take three horses in the quaddie. I'll go number five, True Grit. I love that first up run. It was a race where you had no hope from the back. It hit the line well. I think it's fitter. It suited the 1,400 metres. You've got D-Lane to ride to beat number seven, El Rocco. Shown good form through its career. Resumed on the heavy track and just bolted in there first up. Extra distance, no worries. 13, Blowin, well discussed. Just a fantastic run first up, down on 54, a huge plus. And I'll put eight, From Pantherland in, who's going well, just down on the 56.5. It'll be grinding away, should run the trip okay. It's got a chance. Taking the favourite on, I might be wrong. I just think that was flattering on the lakeside track. I'll go 5, 7, 13, and 8.
5, 7, 13, and 8. Just one more comment on Blowin, because it is the best backed runner of the day at big odds. Was there anything flattering about it? I know it, the rails was a bit on the day and it did surge up the inside, but having said that, it also, the clock matched the visual, didn't it?
Yeah, the rails is the only possible thing you could say that was flattering. It was a day where it was very hard to make ground and a big advantage near the fence, but, gee, it passed a lot of horses and got home very quickly. So it was a terrific run, and I think you would have to have some sort of eyesight problems not to spot it as a future winner.
All right, good luck to those who did get the overs. Race 7 is 1,400 metres. The scratchings here are 2, 9, 10, 11. 8, Free Flying Star is at $4 for You Know Who. 6, Awapuni Princess, $5. 4, Free to Move, $6.50, the same as 7, Van Roy. $7, Influential Jack, number 5, same as Starred and Last, number 12. And then $10, the rest, starting with Seb Song. Wide open.
Yeah, I think 8, Free Flying Star is the one to beat. I think every Wednesday she just walks out of her box, jumps on the float, and she knows she's going to Sandown. She's backing up for her third week in a row. Most stables you would question that, but you would never, ever question what Paddy does. We've got the 2 kilo claim for Alana Kelly. If the leader, Sir Callahad, Free Flying Star probably parks fourth or fifth somewhere there. I think it's better suited back to 1,400 metres. I think it just has to handle the 3 week in a row backup, and Free Flying Star is the one to beat here. To beat number 5, Influential Jack, who's going well without winning. You think it would go forward, sit on the back of Sir Callahad and get every chance from there. Number 12, Starred and Less. Just another one getting fitter here, just with Jamie Carr taking over. You know it's going to improve. And 4, Free to Move. Just had a horse laying all over it for most of the straight last time. Not without a chance at decent value. I'll go 8, 5, 12 and 4.
8, 5, 12 and 4. Over to the last, over 1,800. The scratchings are 5, 8 and 15. Real Sensation, number 6, is your $4.60 fixed odds favourite. 9, Lorenzetti, is at $6. $7.50, 4, Centiro. Same as Hopkins, number 7, out to $9. Fengarada, God bless it, last start, $9.50. Kalish, number 10. Has Fengarada got a chance of going back-to-back?
Yes, it has. It's a bad mistake by this punter. Once I saw the colours mid-race last time and Johnny Reed had taken over, my heart sunk, and sure enough, it kept on going. I'm going to tip number 6, Real Sensation. It's a horse that, go back to All-Star Mild, I still don't know how it didn't win that race on the wet. It getting fitter. It got held up last time and found the line really well. Stretches out to 1,800 metres on the heavy, which is a little query, but I think it's going terrific now and can win. Number 2, Milford Sound. This is a horse from over from New Zealand. Go back last campaign. It should have beaten He's a Shocker on a wet track. It got held up and forced its way through and should have won the race. I wish it didn't have 62 kilos, but I think it's trialled well. No shock at all to see it win. 4, Santiro. Just got an intelligent claim. It's a consistent horse, will run well. And 11, Fingerada. Leakey's on fire at the moment. Fingerada will go forward, give you a sight. I just think there's a bit more depth in this race, which may pull it up. I'll go
6, 2, 4,
and
11. 6, 2, 4, 11. So part of your play is some sort of roll in with attrition into Zipping Boy races 1 and 4?
No, I'll go my best. You could do that, Matty, if you just want to spend your afternoon punting like that. But my best, race 1, number 5, attrition. My value, race 6, number 5, True Grit. My quaddie, first leg, I'll go 1, 2, 6, and 7 into 5, 7, and 13 into 5 and 8 and come home with 2, 4, and 6. Play of the day, I'm going to play a daily double because I think we can get that first favourite. We can get some value. We'll go 5, 7 and 13 into 2, 4 and 6.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
What if the overs god's going to strike today? I know who will be hoping it doesn't, or he doesn't. The overs god is BZ. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Matty. How are you?
Yeah. Geez, there's a big pile on now with blow-in.
Yeah, I'm sort of not one that got the 80s. I had something smaller. Look, I don't think it's a good thing by any stretch, but I had something on it, $20. And it's, like, as Mark referenced, it's quite an open race with a number of chances, but a bit of aggressive placement from the stable. And I've just arrived here on into the car park at Sandown, and absolutely pouring. So this track, however heavy it currently is, I think it's only going to get worse because the cloud looks pretty low. It's very grey. I think you're going to need fit horses that like wet ground today. And as Mark was referencing as well, given the wear that we've had, the 14-metre rail, it's still quite a wide track. Well, there's still plenty of room, but I think they'll be getting well off the inside, especially late in the day.
All right. So other than factoring in blow-in to whatever you're doing and whatever you've already done, how are you going to play the meeting today?
I don't mind Indented Head in race number 3. I think she's a filly that won her maiden on a heavy 10 at Cranbourne last preparation, and she absolutely swum. And she's had 2 runs back this preparation for Philip Stokes, and the first up run was very plain. Her second up run at Geelong was really strong. They rode her quiet, and she sort of come through the field and bumped into a pretty handy one in Galleon. I think there's a chance now they go forward. Well, there's definitely an opportunity to, because it's a race with absolutely no speed. Seacole looks the only other leader in the event. And I thought Indented Head, third up, 1,400. She ran really well on a similar profile last preparation. And it's sort of maybe 850 around that price. I think she's definitely worth a gamble in race number 3. So, I think she's a nice price. And the other horse that I'm keen to back is Real Sensation in the last. Was most unlucky here at Sandown a fortnight ago. Craig Williams, I don't know if he completely stuffed it up, but he got into a bit of trouble at about the 300-metre mark and lost a lot of momentum. I think he'll sort of have a bit of a point to prove today for Connections to try and get the result back. And going out to 1,800 metres on that wet ground, I think it's just really, really well placed. So that would be my best bet of the day. And I echo Mark's thoughts with attrition in the first 5. I was a little bit asleep at the wheel when the prices first went up. But it does look a really nice horse for Mitch Friedman. And Jamie Carr going on board, I don't think it's any disadvantage at all. But my 2 sort of best plays are Indented Head in race 3 and Real Sensation in race 8.
Well, good luck today, mate. We're all cheering blow-in now.
No worries. Thanks, buddy.
Good on your BZ. Brent Zarafa there. That winds me up for the day.